Title: Rewind Moment in Ableton Live 12. Push it for floor shaking low end for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's build a proper rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. Not just a cute tape stop effect, but a DJ believable reload that slams the energy into a wall, makes the crowd inhale for a split second, and then the drop lands with the sub still rock solid. This is advanced, and it's workflow first. The whole idea is, we're going to rewind the world without destroying the mix. Especially the low end, because in jungle and old school DNB, the reload is sacred, but if your sub turns to soup during the pitch dive, the drop won't hit, and that's unforgivable. Set your tempo in the 165 to 175 zone, I'll assume 170. Then do the grown-up prep. Group your core elements, make a drums group for amen, tops, percussion, make a bass group, make a music and FX group for stabs, pads, atmos, all that seasoning. Now here's the key move, create a return track, insert return track, and name it RWD. This is your rewind bus. The reason we do it as a return is control. You can blast sends into the effect for the moment, while your original tracks stay clean and stable. It's the difference between a rewind moment and why is my whole song broken now. On the RWD return, we're going to build a stock device chain that sounds like a reload and behaves like a professional mix. First device, auto filter, right at the front. Set it to high pass. Put the frequency around 30 to 40 Hz. Add a touch of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.1. If you want a little bite, a couple dB of drive, but don't go nuts. This is pre-clean. We're basically saying, anything below this is not part of the vibe, it's just limiter panic. Next. Echo. Set echo to tape mode. Sync on. Time at 1/8 note. If you want a nastier, more off-kilter swing, try 3/16, but start with 1/8, because it's easier to keep tight. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Then filter the echo so it doesn't cloud the low end, high pass around 150 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 Khz. Add some wow and flutter, maybe 10 to 25%. Noise at 0 to 5%, just enough to feel like hardware, not enough to sound like a plugin demo. Next, shifter. This is the pitch dive, the record is getting pulled back illusion. Put shifter in pitch mode. Chorus pitch starts at 0 semitones. Mix at 100%, because this is a return effect, we want it bold. Drive is optional, 0 to 6 dB if you want it to bark. Optional next. Redux for pirate radio crunch. Keep it subtle. Downsample 2 to 6. It's 8 to 12. Dry wet maybe 10 to 25%. The goal is old school bite, not obliteration. Then, a limiter, just for safety. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Don't use it like a weapon. Use it like a seatbelt. Now I'm going to add two coach moves that will save your low end and make your reload feel more controllable. Coach move 1. At the very end of the RWD chain, add utility. Set width to 0%. Make the return mono. Why? Because pitch dives and echo feedback can create weird stereo low-end interactions that feel huge in headphones and then disappear in a club. Mono return equals predictable. Coach move 2. After that utility, add EQ 8 with a steep high pass at 45 to 60 Hz, 12 to 24 dB per octave. This is massive. This is you declaring, the return track is not allowed to create real sub. Your dedicated sub track is the only authority down there. That's how you keep the floor shaking, without the rewind moment blooming out of control. Okay, now we decide what we're actually sending into the rewind. On your amen break track, you can send aggressively. Somewhere between minus 6 and 0 dB send level during the moment. Yes, big. This is the texture that sells the rewind. On top send percussion, send less. Minus 12 to minus 6. On stabs and FX, maybe minus 9 to minus 3. But the sub? Here's the rule. Don't fully send clean sub into pitch effects. That's how you get phase smear, floppy transients, and a weak drop. If you send sub at all, it's tiny, like minus 18 dB, or none. We're going to handle sub separately, the right way. Now build the sub safe setup inside your bass group. Ideally, split it. One track is SUB, the other is MID bass. SUB is sine or triangle, mono, clean, predictable. MID bass is your reese or growl or whatever is doing the character. On the SUB track, keep it simple and solid. Operator sign. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. EQ 8 if you need to tame boxiness, often a little cut around 200 to 400 can help. Then utility with width at 0%. The sub is a concrete pillar. It doesn't wobble just because the rest of the tune is doing madness. During the rewind, you have two valid options. Option A, the recommended one, Keep the sub steady while everything else rewinds. That can mean you hold a note, or you do a short sub hit and then silence. Meanwhile, you can send MID bass into the RWD return for drama. This way, the crowd feels weight even while the world is collapsing backward. Option B. Sub drop out for tension. You automate the SUB utility gain down to minus infinity during the rewind moment, then bring it back exactly on the drop. It's risky, but if you nail the re-entry, it can feel like the room just got twice as big. Now let's program the actual rewind moment in arrangement. Pick your moment. Classic placement is last bar before the drop, or even a 2-beat rewind if you want a surprise reload. The key is, keep it short enough that the track still feels like it's pushing forward. Jungle thrives on pressure and flow. A 4-bar rewind is how you kill your own momentum. We're going to automate a few things, over 1 to 2 beats. First automation. On the RWD return, shift your chorus pitch. Start at 0 semitones. Then dive to minus 12 semitones over about 1 beat. That's the classic octave pull. If you want it more violent, go to minus 19 semitones for the DJ yanked it feel. The curve matters. Don't make it a gentle slope. Make it confident. Think, violent gesture, not cinematic transition. Second automation. Echo feedback on RWD. Start around 35 or 40%. Ramp up toward 65% as you hit the peak of the rewind. Then cut it back quickly right after. That cut is important. Otherwise, the return keeps washing all over the drop. Third automation. Optional but effective. Auto filter frequency on the RWD return. Sweep it down from bright to darker, like closing the lid on the sound. For example, from wide open down to 2 to 5 kHz, it makes the rewind feel like it's being physically dragged. Fourth automation, RWD return volume. Push it up into the peak, then drop it to minus infinity for a split second. That split second is your secret weapon, silence. And here's the big pro workflow detail, pre-fader versus post-fader sends. If you want the rewind tail to keep ringing even when you duck or mute your source groups for the reload gap, set the RWD send to pre on the key tracks, especially the Amen. In Ableton, right-click the send knob and switch pre/post. Set it to pre, because now you can slam the drums group down to minus infinity for the gap, and the RWD return still spits out the tail cleanly. That's how you get that crowd reload moment, where the room feels like it's hanging in the air, without the main drum still leaking through. Now let's craft the reload gap, right after the rewind peak. Cut almost everything for an eighth note to a quarter bar. Not long. Just long enough for the audience to feel the void. Do this cleanly. Put a utility on your drums group and your music/effects group. Automate gain to minus infinity for the gap. Keep the sub either muted, or do a single sub hit only. If you leave a sub drone by accident, you'll ruin the impact of the silence and you'll also mask the re-entry transient. In that gap, you can leave one intentional thing. A vocal stab like rewind or selecta, a springy snare hit, or a single bass inhale hit. One thing, not five things. The gap is supposed to feel like the track is being physically stopped. Now the re-entry. This is where we make the drop feel twice as big. Your sub needs to start exactly on the downbeat. No flam. No late feeling. If you're using a Reis, high pass it at around 80 to 120 Hz so your sub owns the true low end. On the drums group, for drop punch, you can use drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, boom 10 to 25%, and tune boom roughly to your kick fundamental. Add glue compressor lightly, 2 to 1 ratio, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, to pull the kit together without choking it. And keep your sub saturation tasteful. Soft clip is there to protect, not to turn your sine into a square wave unless that's the point. Now, authenticity. Real rewinds aren't perfectly clean. They have imperfections that make them believable. Add a tiny bit of vinyl distortion on the RWD return, if you want that grit. Keep it subtle. You can also use echo noise very quietly. And if you want a little room tail, use hybrid reverb in a small room mode, 5 to 10% wet, but only after the peak, so it feels like the system space, not like you washed the whole mix. Let's do a couple advanced variations, because you're in Ableton Live 12 and you might as well use it like a weapon. Variation 1. The DJ grabs the platter stutter. Put beat repeat before shifter on the RWD return. Set interval to 1 bar or half bar. Grid 1/16. Variation low, like 0 to 10%. Automate beat repeat on only for the first half beat. Then let the pitch die take over. That jitter at the start sells the human hand slip before the smooth pull. Variation 2. Mid/side style rewind feeling. You can do this with an audio effect rack on the RWD return. One chain is your mid, kept simpler and more stable, and the other chain is your sides with heavier echo and pitch. The stereo world collapses backward, while the mono core stays solid. That's how you get huge without turning into a blurry mess in mono. Variation 3. Resample the rewind. Create an audio track called RWD print. Set input to resampling. Record your rewind moment. Now you can place it exactly, warp it, reverse little bits, and avoid return feedback surprises. If your tail ever feels late because of heavy processing, printing it is also how you lock timing. Before we wrap, quick don't do this reminders. Don't hard rewind the true sub with pitch effects. Either keep it steady and mono, or drop it out intentionally. Don't skip the silence gap. Without it, it doesn't read as a reload, it reads as random automation. Don't rely on the limiter to survive the moment. Gain stage the return, and don't send everything to the return. Choose your heroes. Amen. Key FX, maybe mid-bass. Keep some dry signal so the mix still has definition. Now a tight 15-minute practice drill you can do today. Load an amen break and assign sub an operator. Create the RWD return with auto filter, echo, shifter, limiter, and to add that end-of-chain utility to mono plus the high-pass EQ at 45 to 60. Make an 8-bar loop. Bar is 1 to 7 rolling. Bar 8 is your rewind into the loop restart.